Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. The verdict is set to be announced any minute in the Lori Vallow case. The Idaho mom is accused of killing her two children and conspiring to murder her husband's first wife. The case took weeks to present, but the jury only needed 7 hours to reach a decision. We will bring you the verdict as soon as we get it. Marine veteran Daniel Penny is free on bond after making his first court appearance. He's at the center of a case that has ignited fierce debate after he allegedly applied a fatal chokehold to New York City subway passenger Jordan Neely. Dante Mills represents the Neely family.
Mr. Neely did not attack anyone. He did not touch anyone. He did not hit anyone. But he was choked to death.
In El Paso, Texas.
This way.
Detained migrants are heading to a processing center. There is a state of emergency in the city after Title 42 ended yesterday. CBS's Chris Fox.
Migrants are arriving at ports of entry along the Texas-Mexico border. That's the report from Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. But so far, we're not seeing a tidal wave as some had predicted. Border authorities saying that we've seen the expected influx of migrants over the past week, along with record apprehensions, about 30,000. Texas Governor Greg Abbott tweeted that the Texas National Guard soldiers he sent are holding the line.
The U.S. will increase its presence in the Arabian Gulf following Iranian attacks on ships. Pentagon correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
The National Security Council's John Kirby says Iran's behavior is unacceptable.
The past 2 years, Iran has harassed, attacked, or interfered with the navigational rights of 15 internationally flagged merchant vessels.
So the U.S. is building up its naval presence in the Gulf.
The Department of Defense will be making a series of moves to bolster our defensive posture in the Arabian Gulf. U.S. Central Command will provide additional details on those reinforcements in coming days.
The U.S. is also coordinating with allies to do the same.
There's a new treatment on the way for allergic reactions. CBS's Jim Krasula has more.
A committee of the Food and Drug Administration's outside advisors has voted in favor of an epinephrine nasal spray product that could lead to what would be the first needle-free option for treating severe allergic reactions. ARS Pharmaceuticals is seeking the FDA's approval for the product to be used by anyone over 66 pounds.
Sunday marks 1 year since the mass shooting at a Buffalo grocery store. Mayor Byron Brown.
The city is continuing to heal this weekend to reflect and remember.
The stock markets have lost ground an hour before the closing bell. Right now, the Dow is down 137 points. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson & Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson & Walks. GTWLawyers.com.
We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
How are you keeping your kids occupied this summer? River West Outdoor Educational Adventures offers activities featuring bike rides, canoeing, rock climbing, hiking, and more for kids in the greater Milwaukee area. They also offer these activities for adults, families, and groups.
This sounds awesome. How can we sign up?
To sign up or request more info, call River West Outdoor Educational Adventures at 414-263-4877. 414-263-4877.
If you love to spend time in the kitchen, elevate your cooking
shopping game with a pantry full of premium hemp products from Mary Jane's Hemp Shop in Waukesha. Mary Jane's sells flights of Himalayan sea salts, raw sugar flights, local raw honey, and just in time for summer, a variety of salt rubs for meat and grilling. Not sure how to use the products in your own kitchen? Check out Mary Jane's YouTube channel for ideas and recipes. Elevate your cooking game at Mary Jane's Hemp Shop, 335 West Main Street, Waukesha, or online at maryjanespantry.shop.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
Transform yourself and your fitness routine with Soulful Fitness in Brown Deer. With 25 years of experience, Lisa and her team at Soulful Fitness offer personal training in a variety of classes, including nutrition, kickboxing, boot camps, and yoga. You'll find a private, personalized atmosphere that caters to all fitness levels, from personal training sessions to virtual classes and everywhere in between. For fitness that's personal, visit soulfulfitness.com. That's SOLFUL fitness.com.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut
you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke. Unless and until you know history, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Some new information on the clown show that CNN did with Trump the other day. Some new information on the clown show. A couple of senators came out, Republicans, John Cornyn of Texas, Todd Young of Indiana, and Tom Tillis in North Carolina. There were a couple of others. And they attacked him as much as you can expect them to show any guts. Didn't like the idea about his pardoning the January 6th insurrectionists, covering their worthless tales. But some new information has come out that really bothers me about CNN. CNN, the CEO is a guy named Chris Licht, L-I-C-H-T. And when they entered into this agreement to do this for Trump, by the way, what they did was simply to produce and stage his rally, is all they did. What's been published in some areas now is that Trump had told him that he'd boost his ratings, and Licht said, quote, have a good conversation and enjoy yourself, end quote. Now, that's a hell of a thing to say. They know how Trump enjoys himself. E. Jean Carroll knows how he enjoys himself. The insurrectionists know how he enjoys himself. What kind of a dumb thing is that to say? Have a good conversation and enjoy yourself. Trump went on and said that he had an agreement with CNN that they would book some of his surrogates in the future. Well, CNN started to say, well, you know, not really, and blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. Among the other things that Trump said in the clown show and the rally was that he didn't say he'd back Ukraine if he gets in. Remember, he used Ukraine, tried to blackmail Zelensky to start an investigation of Joe Biden to help Trump in the election, said he wouldn't send Zelensky any weapons if he didn't cave in and do what Trump wanted him to do. Now he was asked, well, you know, do you hope that Ukraine prevails in that war? And he said, well, and he did a tap dance. He wouldn't say it. He is a danger. He is an instrument of Russian intelligence. He said before he lost last time that we should get out of NATO. He will pull us out of NATO and he will betray Ukraine. And you can say till you're blue in the face, and a lot of people say, well, Matt, legally it was a treaty. The NATO is a treaty, by the way. It's a treaty. It cannot, should not be able to be abrogated by the President of the United States alone. It should require Senate approval to rescind. But in the current world, with nuclear weapons and the kind of sophistication of weapons we have, the President holds all the cards as to what kind of weapons are sent or not sent, used or not used. And all the President has to say is, we're coming out of NATO. That's all he has to say. We're not giving Ukraine any more weapons. The Russians will be in on Eastern Europe like a duck on a June bug. They will go into Poland. They will go into Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania. And not entirely. They'll say, we are liberating Russian-speaking people on the slivers. Some of those countries border Russia. Some don't. Trump did this in Syria and exposed the Kurds to genocide by the Turks. Remember, he was golfing and Erdogan called him and said, would you get out of Syria? You know, we want to have a go at the Kurds. Trump is out there in the fairway. He says, yeah, go ahead. Just like that, without talking to security advisors or anything else. One of the most pathetic, sad things I've seen, our soldiers were shaken by that, having to get out of there and not protect the Kurds. Kurds are a different race from the Turks. Turks, remember, genocided the Armenians 100 years ago. A couple of million Armenians killed them. Christian Armenians killed them. Crucified some of them. And now they're going after the Kurds. And some of the Kurdish women, as the American troops pulled out after Trump said that and they were walking down the road, they held up their babies. They said, please take my baby. Take him to America because he will be killed by the Turks. This is Trump. It's not just that Trump is indecent and crooked and all of that. He's surely all that. It's that Trump will betray the United States. He'll betray allies. He'll betray innocent people. And the people in Ukraine are innocent, good people, and they are our allies. And the clown didn't say that he would back them anymore. And that's because the clown has already said, when he threatens Zelensky, he's not going to give him any more weapons. Now, with Licht, Chris Licht saying, have a good conversation and enjoy yourself. Licht, let me tell you something, Chris Licht, and let me tell you something, everybody listening to this. This is Berlin 1932. This is not the Kennedy-Nixon debates. This isn't the debates between a couple of contenders. One's a little conservative, center-right, one center-left. They're talking about the future, the sky's the limit for the United States in 1960. This is Berlin in 1932. 1932, Adolf Hitler, his party, the Nazi party, they call themselves socialists, so everybody thought they were socialists. And they get a plurality. He's made chancellor. He asked the Reichstag to suspend itself, only for 4 years, he said. You know, I'm a Democrat, he said, and by that he meant small d. And he said, I believe in democracy. I just want to clear up some ambiguities in the Versailles Treaty and all that. And they did, and he immediately started to kill some of them. And he turned it into a Nazi dictatorship. You do not, unless you're Fox News or something, you do not have Donald Trump on your air telling him to enjoy himself and have a good conversation, where he was permitted to handpick the audience. And it was Republicans and independents from New Hampshire, not Democrats. Now, one little, and look, he made fun of Caitlin Collins, the moderator. He made fun of E. Jean Carroll. He mimicked her about saying that she had been sexually assaulted. Said, well, she was up for some hanky-panky, apparently, because she went up to the dressing room. Says this kind of stuff. He rode roughshod over. You can't have passive-aggressive people like that as moderators with Trump. You can't have Trump at all on your air, but if you are going to moderate it, then have somebody who runs roughshod over him. Now, CNN has a very passive-aggressive lineup. You know, Anderson Cooper, Dana Bash, Caitlin Collins, all very nice people. Very weak, very, very laid back, very poly prim. They're going to get killed by this guy. This is 1932 Berlin. This is no holds barred. We have got to win this one. We've got to win this one. We're going to the break, or we're going to the lines, not the break. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Well, a couple of things that well, Putin's excuse of going into those areas of Ukraine, well, because there's Russian speakers there. Well, a lot of the Russian speakers, they don't want anything to do with Russia, and Russia is just using that as an excuse. So they know what Russia is all about. They know what Putin's all about, especially in the Baltic states. You know, we might be Russian speakers, but we don't want Putin. And the whole Republican Party, with their whole siding with the dictators around the world, the dictator in Hungary, the dictator in Turkey, who might actually lose, and let's see if he actually listens to the results of the election. But they also want to deregulate everything as well. And I mean, I wonder how comfortable some of these Republicans are going to be when they start getting contaminated food when they go out to a restaurant and end up with food poisoning or worse. That deregulate everything and we'll be back in a situation where people were, in the early 1900s, where people were regularly dying of poisoning from their food. I mean, it's not for nothing we passed the food laws that we have in this country, because companies
the FDA and here's the thing. Yeah, hold on, Mark. Here's the deal. What you're alluding to is that in this debt limit thing, they are trying to cut about, I don't know, several trillion dollars, which is not just Social Security payments and the military, but it's also going to be, for instance, inspectors at the border, ICE inspectors, DEA, FBI, and food inspectors. And that's right. But remember something else. The whole purpose, my purpose in raising all of these issues, is to let everybody know out there, not just Democrats, not just independents, but Republicans. If you want a Republican candidate, fine, go ahead. But select a Republican candidate who's loyal to the United States. Select a Republican candidate who does not bow down, kowtow to Putin. Select a Republican candidate who does not betray our allies, our NATO allies, our Kurdish allies, now our Ukrainian allies. Do not do that. Joe Biden right now is the most experienced guy that's ever been in the Senate, in the presidency, because he was in the Senate since 1972. He knows these foreign leaders better than anyone. He has done a terrific job putting together the alliance in NATO and also the Pacific Alliance. Some breaking news, believe it or not, Japan now is engaging in discussions and opening a NATO office in Tokyo. Now, NATO stands for North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and that's the Pacific, and it's the other end of the world. But Japan is an ally of the United States. It's an ally of Europe, it's part of the G7. And it's absolutely essential to have them as a counterweight to China and a counterweight to Russia in the Far East. Absolutely essential. Yes, we have South Korea. Yes, we have Australia, the Philippines, Vietnam, and so forth. But it's essential to have Japan. Biden's putting all this together. Trump is the one who said he may withdraw from Japan and South Korea and let them get their own nuclear weapons. I don't want them having their own nuclear weapons. If they had them at Pearl Harbor, they would have dropped them on Hawaii and they would have dropped them on California. We have to keep control of the foreign policy of the West, and we can't have Donald Trump saying what he did at that town hall, and we can't have a weak network like CNN going, enjoy yourself, have a good conversation. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
We gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Enter a world of wizards, hobbits, and gnomes at the Gift Nook in Kewaskum. Explore an enchanted land with locally made handcrafted gifts themed from nerdy to nature. And experience an interactive hobbit home. Visit the Gift Nook. Nook for a truly mystical shopping experience. 222 Main Street in Kewaskum, or call 414-839-0066. That's 414-839-0066. Or find them on Facebook and Instagram.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC It Back Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCItBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast tonight with a chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 55. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers, highs around 68. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 49. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees. You're hanging
out, you ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now we're going right to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Great show as usual, Matt. I hope everybody's getting enlightened and they really need to pay attention to what's going on. Because this guy is dangerous, delusional, and very self-centered. He's a know-it-all. Everything is about him. Oh, they're picking on me. Oh, I did great things. Me, 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 me. Never about the United States as a whole. Never about the citizens. And if anybody goes after him, he says they're after us. No, they're after Donald, not the United States. You know, his followers will say, oh, they're after us, or they're going to go after us. And they're not. They're going after the Don. Donald has nothing more to think about than one little area, and that is himself. He thinks of himself even over his children. He thinks of himself, and everybody else needs to bow down to him. And I've seen every one of those Republicans cow down to the Donald. Is this what we want in our country? He is no Jesus. He is no Lord. He's evil, and he rips everyone apart that disagrees with him. And he really hates women. And that woman, they never should have a woman discussing with Donald Trump or any kind of things, because he ripped every woman apart when he ran for office before, blood out of their eyes. He is so awful to women. It's just disgraceful. I think he's evil. I think he's gross. And, you know, years ago we'd call him a sleazeball. And anybody that thinks he should have the highest job in America, you got to have your head examined.
Right.
Seriously, make an appointment right away, because we do not want something like that running our country. Thank you so much, Matt. I appreciate being able to give my 50 cents worth or more. You have a good weekend, okay?
I love your passion and excellent points. And, yeah, Donald Trump was actually diagnosed as a sadomasochist by three psychiatrists. And they said, look, normally we're precluded from diagnosing anybody that we don't actually examine. So they did it based on review of his written records and all that. He's a sadomasochist. That's a very, very rare combination. But the flip side of sadism is masochism. And that's how Putin leads him around by the nose. I mean, with Donald Trump, you have a conversation with him. He talks forever. And then he goes, enough about me. What do you think of me? That's the way he is. I got to tell you this, something that surprised even me, and I'm hard to surprise. Let me tell you something. News item that just came out. It was announced. It was a a speech given in St. Petersburg by the guy doing this. Russia is building a village for U.S. expatriates who are, quote, tired of liberal ideology, for 200 American and Canadian families in the Moscow suburbs, expected to be completed in 2024. And they bill it as conservative families who want to, quote, emigrate for ideological reasons. And the lawyer, the immigration lawyer, who's supposedly going to ease their way, is a guy named Timur Blesganarov. Timur Blesganarov, Russian immigration lawyer. And he is the guy that's supposedly going to ease the way. Well, I got some news for you guys. Any traitor who wants to go over there, I'll give you a list. Start with Trump. He likes Moscow. Then we'll go with Tucker Carlson. He likes Moscow. Then we'll go with Josh Hawley and Paul Gosar. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, they all attack Ukraine. But that is unbelievably disgusting. 200 American and Canadian families who apparently have already put money down and they're going to build the homes for themselves. Good riddance. I'd throw them the hell out. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. Happy Friday to you. When Hillary ran against Trump, the media really never did their job. They kind of like softballed him or let him slide on a lot of issues. And when he ran against Biden, the media puts Trump on a lot because of ratings. He, for whatever reason, the media gets high ratings with him. But this is a question for you. I think it's baked into the cake that it's going to be Biden against Trump. I don't see the MAGAs and the Republicans not voting for the man. So it's going to be very interesting. So thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Well, right now, I mean, it's going to be Biden for us. And Trump, you know, DeSantis is not doing a good job. First of all, I don't want DeSantis either. But secondly, DeSantis is weak and he's afraid of Trump. So, like, let's take Ukraine. If you're DeSantis, if I'm DeSantis, what I say is, look, you've got to differentiate yourself from the guy you're running against. This is politics 101. You know, if they want something on an issue, they're going to go with the guy like Trump. So in Ukraine, it would have been very easy for DeSantis to say what I say on the show. Vladimir Putin is a genocidal sadist. We stand with Ukraine. We stand with NATO. We are going to reinforce NATO. We are going to reinforce our Pacific alliance against China. We're going to stand tall for democracy. We're going to stand tall for freedom. And we are not going to let Vladimir Putin and these people in his government, Yevgeny Prigozhin, the head of the Wagner Group, Sergey Lavrov, all these guys, these are genocidal sadists. They are war criminals. They are war criminals. A warrant has been put out for war criminal against Vladimir Putin. But no, he doesn't say that. He goes, well, we're not going to give Ukraine a blank check, immediately crumbles his support. So it may be Trump against him. Biden will beat the pants off him. But stand by, and I'll tell you what, work hard in this election. Going to a break. The lines are open. I see you in the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. You know that that you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit. You ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is the show. 5:40 a.m.
We're transitioning to a new system for our ads. So we kind of have a bit of a band-aid right now. That's why we kind of... It sounds funky to us the way I'm having to do it right now, but it sounds good going out on the radio.
That's cool. That's fine. Just give me the high sign when you want me to get back on.
Yep.
About a half hour ago. Is Lori Noreen Vallow not guilty or guilty of first-degree murder of Kylie Bryant? Answer, guilty.
The case took 7 weeks to present, but the jury only needed about 7 hours to reach a decision. CBS's Christopher Cruz reports.
Jurors deliberated for about 4 hours yesterday and resumed deliberations this morning. Chad Daybell's trial is still months away. The remains of the two children were found buried in his yard.
No defense witnesses testified during the trial. Vallow did not take the stand. Again, Lori Vallow has been found guilty of all three counts of murder for the deaths of her two children and the first wife of her husband. CBS News Special Report, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. We have somebody on the line right now. And as soon as we get him on the line, I will go right to him. Karina of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Karina.
Matt, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Karina? What's on your mind?
I tell you this. I have a special understanding about, Ukraine and Russia conflict, and this is a whole lot of mess in there, and one thing is one. But I want to tell you, when I heard what you said about 200 people, I tell you this. Russia... That's it, which I love, and I still have all my family there, and if it would be a better place, I would move today, honestly, because it's my culture, my country, my language, everything is mine. I don't have to adapt, change, correct myself, sugarcoat, and do all these things that I do. They can take my education and don't even ask another question. Doesn't matter. What I'm saying is, in the history of those kind of things, most likely the next person or even Putin himself, after putting those 200 people in place, will come in and shoot them down. I'm sorry. it's a risky business to move to Russia.
Right. Yeah. And Karina, you're here. And I respect Karina's from Moscow, Russia. So respect that. And glad you're here. And you're here for freedom. There is no freedom in Russia right now. And there hasn't been freedom in Russia for 1,000 years, except between Yeltsin and the 1990s. And remember one other thing. Putin keeps saying that Ukraine and the West are Nazis. That's what he says. It was Joseph Stalin in 1940 who entered into a pact, a non-aggression pact, with Adolf Hitler. He joined the Nazis. He had Russia join the Nazis, and the idea was they were going to divide up Poland. And they went in, and they did. They started to. And then what happened was Hitler betrayed him in the alliance and turned on him and invaded Russia. And suddenly Stalin said, oh, the West, the United States, we need your help. Okay. So we went in there, and we won World War II. And now this clown Putin is turning around saying, we're the Nazis? Remember Stalin. remember what Russia did back then, what Russia did back then. And the other thing is this, Russia has tormented Poland and Eastern Europe since at least 1795. In 1795, Russia, Prussia, and Austria divided up Poland. And Poland was wiped off the map, the country. Poland was the biggest landmass country in Europe. There are a lot of Polish people here in Wisconsin. And they were wiped off the map until 1917, which was the end of the First World War. And then the Allies restored Poland as a country. And that lasted until the Nazis invaded. And then Stalin invaded. And they were controlled by Russia till 1989. Unfortunately, Pope John Paul II and Lech Walesa. I met Lech Walesa, by the way. He's a great guy. Short guy, little guy. A lot of guts. Came to speak at Marquette University. I was introduced to him. Very impressed with him. He was an electrician in the Union in the shipyards. And he, backed by Pope John Paul II, drove the Russians out. Now, there are many Russian people who are very good people. Karina, I was in Russia. I was invited by our State Department and by the Russian government when Yeltsin was in power in 1997 to go to Moscow and to St. Petersburg and to give these talks about our constitution and setting up a criminal justice system and a civil justice system the way it's done in the West. And these were terrific people. We had good audiences, and the lawyers and the officials who came, I was very impressed with them. I was impressed with their intelligence, and I was impressed with them as human beings. They're great people. And some very happy memories. They'd have a banquet almost every day. And one of the things that surprised me is with every meal, they served Armenian brandy. I had to be careful. But I went to a restaurant in St. Petersburg called the Aphrodite. And the Aphrodite is a very famous restaurant. And I went to the cemetery and I saw the grave of Dostoevsky and Mussorgsky. The Aphrodite was the restaurant that Pushkin had his last meal in before he was killed in a duel in the 19th century. And I was sitting there and the waiter, I was kind of a wise guy. I said to the waiter, what chair was he sitting in? What chair was Pushkin sitting in? The waiter said, the one you're sitting in now. The other thing I was impressed is, you know, we ordered a mixed drink and water, and they bring another water glass full of vodka. It doesn't matter what you order, they give you a water glass full of vodka. The Russian people and culture, I enjoyed Dostoevsky, Tchaikovsky, I enjoy Gogol, Mussorgsky, all of that. That was the 19th century. Let's clean out people like Stalin, and let's clean out people like Putin and get back on a human track. Thanks for calling, Karina. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
Great show as always, Matt. And I just wanted to point out, you know, you're very good at sort of distilling down where we are and what's happening into a sentence or two that really hits out of the ballpark. I know that you've often used the expression fascism creeps in on little cat feet. And Tom, one of your frequent callers, says that the Republicans, if they're spewing it, they're doing it. I would say today you had two lines that really stuck with me. One was describing Trump as an instrument of Russian intelligence, and number two, saying that where we are right now with this town hall that Trump headlining, that this is Berlin 1932. And I would say that what you can look at that supports that is this kind of rule by force. And here's just one example of it that came out of that town hall, that dreadful town hall. He took after Gene Carroll, and he had these expressions in the deposition where he was talking about his she alleges rape, and he was finally convicted of was battery. But for a million years, he said, this is the way it's been. Okay, this is the way it's been. If you're famous, if you're a star, if you're rich, well, they do pretty well different in a lot of different ways. And quote, this is the way it is, fortunately or unfortunately for her. Right. I would say to people, think about this. If this is your wife that gets pushed into a situation like this and is battered, you know, he was convicted of battery. If this is your girlfriend, your sister, you know, your friend from work,
It's rule by force. It's saying that women can be taken if the guy is rich enough and famous enough and a star, and everybody knows that's just the way it is. That's rule by force. That's, you know, your women are free prey for a guy like this, for any rich man he's seeing. Think about this, people. What does that mean? That's like Nazism. That's I want it, I take it. And I just would, I appreciate the show so much by the way you're able to distill things down. And I think that this town hall does show that this is Berlin 1932 in that it's, we have lost democracy. If the ex-president just says, well, if you're rich, you can get away with it. If you're famous, you can get away with it, when speaking of battery of women. So thanks again. I'd be interested in your response to that, my thoughts. Thanks very much, Matt.
Excellent point, Joe. Thank you, as always. I'm going to respond briefly, and then I see the other lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you. But let me say this to Joe. He has been advocating violence for a long time. He advocated that, quote, the Second Amendment people take care, quote, of Hillary Clinton, that her bodyguards be disarmed. He urged the crowd to beat up protesters. He said he'd pay the legal fees. And let me tell you something about that jury. I didn't try that case. And they said, no, it wasn't rape, but it was sexual abuse. That was the term that they used. There is no distinction in the law. And I'm going to tell you what I think happened. She testified that he threw her up against the wall and put his hand in her tights, into her vaginal area. Now, believe it or not, the definition of rape is penetration of the vaginal area, regardless of what it's with. It can be a finger. It doesn't have to be the penis. It can be a finger. That is rape. But apparently some of these jurors thought, well, if it wasn't his penis, then it's not rape. That's an incorrect assumption, but they did what they did. They did give her $5 million. But let me tell you something. Who the hell does he think he is saying he can throw somebody up against the wall and penetrate them with his finger? Really? And then say, this has been going on a million years. Well, a million years ago, we separated from chimpanzees about 4.5 million years ago. But a million years ago is Homo habilis. There weren't Homo sapiens a million years ago. But then he goes on rape. He says, fortunately, unfortunately, what do you mean, fortunately? How can that ever be fortunate? This guy is a sick puppy, okay? He's a very sick guy. And the fact that people, why would you put him, he shouldn't have been in for the 4 years in the first place, even thinking about him putting in for 4 more years. He is an instrument of Russian intelligence. He will betray Ukraine. He will betray Eastern Europe. He's betrayed the Kurds. He will betray anybody. He will betray anybody, including his own family. Thanks for calling, Joe. Back to the lines. Jack in Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jack. What's in your mind today?
It's an honor to speak to a true patriot and a man who loves his country. I'd like to elaborate on that statement. You wanted a president that was loyal to his country. Trump, that this guy is Putin's puppet. He is a traitor. He should actually be barred from running for president because he's a risk to our national security. And I'd like to know what the heck, why is the FBI and the Homeland Security and the CIA, what are they there for? Aren't they supposed to protect our national security? Main concern that the risk of our national security—our security—is at risk here. To have this man as a president, and he should not be allowed to be a president because his agenda is not to make America great again. He wants to make Russia great again. So, have a good weekend, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jack. No, you hit the nail on the head. Now, the CIA, Homeland Security, and the FBI, the CIA and the FBI did act responsibly. They gave full information about what they had heard. You know, the CIA listens to conversations in every embassy in Washington, in every embassy in all of our... They can listen to your conversation a mile away, and they don't even have to bug your phone. And so they're listening to this stuff. And they know what is going on, and they correctly reported it. The problem is he was president of the United States. You may remember at one time he had the Russians in and no Americans, no Americans. He didn't have his Secretary of State, his Secretary of Defense. He had Sergey Lavrov. And these guys are in there all by themselves with Trump personally. And I can foresee one of them going, excuse me, can I use the restroom? Yeah, it's down the hall. Guy walks down the hall. How do I know what he clipped to the floorboards? I mean, it is beyond belief. It is unbelief, treacherous and dangerous to let an adversary like the Russians into the Oval Office with no Americans around. And another occasion with Putin, you may remember this. He said, I don't need a translator. I'll use your translator. Hey, wait a minute. And then on another occasion, he said to the translator, destroy your notes. Wait a minute. Look, this is a very dangerous circumstance. And what Jack is saying is exactly right. And he's already said, I'm going to pull, as he was running, he didn't know it, but leaving office, he said, you know, NATO, it's expensive being part of it. Let them do it. They can't do it. The only countries with nuclear weapons in Europe are France and Great Britain, and they have them, but there are real constraints. If they were attacked, they might respond. They have very few nuclear weapons compared to Russia. If Russia went into Poland, they would not be able to stand up to Russia the way Russia is afraid the United States would. We have nuclear submarines all through the Baltic, you know, all through the Atlantic, the Pacific, the Indian Ocean. They're deathly afraid. If you had a guy who's a Russian agent, and remember something, Eric Trump said to a journalist, the Russians have financed us. And he said this back 6-7 years ago. The Russians have financed us because we can't get funding from the big banks in the United States. Because frankly, a number of his properties went bankrupt and he had a seal on all of them. So there was no personal liability and banks were getting tired of this. So now the Russians are calling in their IOUs. And I believe the Steele report that said that there is a video of him in a Moscow hotel room. He admits he was in Moscow at the time with KGB agents, women who were posing as prostitutes. And he has, frankly, some very peculiar sexual practices. And, you know, we're not talking about him in bed with Miss Universe here. We're talking about him in some kind of conduct with these women, whatever it was. And when he denied it, take a good look on YouTube. He goes, why would I do that? He said, I knew that they had cameras all over the place. They're always looking at you. And then he put his hands over his eyes like he was looking through binoculars. There was nothing credible about what he said. Nothing credible about what he said. And nobody's ever under oath asked him about that. He's deathly afraid of Putin. Why is the president of the United States, the greatest, most powerful, richest country in the world, deathly afraid of a Chihuahua? Why is a Great Dane or a German Shepherd baring his throat submissively to a Chihuahua? That's what's going on here. And that is because he's personally afraid, very afraid, very afraid of Putin. We can't have this guy in. We can't have him in for 4 more years. We're going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that I cried for that woman are going to flood you, big river. And I'm going to sit right here until I die. Until I die.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, That's design.garden.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org.
Tens of thousands of Wisconsinites live with a debilitating chronic disease called lupus. Build awareness and raise funds by challenging your friends and family to register today for the 21st annual Walk to End Lupus, Now Milwaukee. The walk will take place on the morning of May 13th at beautiful Hoyt Park in Wauwatosa. Adult registration is just $30 and children under 15 are $20. Prices will increase after May 10th, so make sure you sign up now. To pre-register, go to lupuswi.org or call 414-443-6400.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies tonight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 55. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 70. Cloudy skies. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night. Lows around 48. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Seems like everyone is...
Yesterday...
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to talk about something that's of great importance, and it's very sad, but it's also, I think it's gotten a little too far. Dianne Feinstein, as you know, the senator from California, she's had a marvelous career. She contributed a great deal, but she has dementia. And yesterday there was a picture, this is very sad, because they can't get any judicial appointments. They can't get any judicial appointments through because the committee has 10 Republicans and 11 Democrats. And with her, the Judiciary Committee, being absent, it's 10-10. 10-10 does not permit the committee to refer a judicial appointment out to the floor for a vote. And there is not a process in the Senate, maybe unlike the House, where they can go, okay, it's tied 10-10, let it go out to the floor and they can decide what to do with it. It doesn't go out because any Republican senator can block that. And they have plenty of sociopaths in the Republican caucus. Now, it's essential that she be there physically. It's essential that she resign, by the way, and that Gavin Newsom can appoint someone who can show up. Well, they decide, you know, she said she has shingles. It's not shingles. She has dementia. They brought her in a wheelchair, and this is very sad. If you YouTube this, it's quite sad. Her face is so distressed. It looks like she's 89. If she were going to run again, she would have been 96 at the end of it, but says she's not. In any event, as she's wheeled in and Schumer comes up to her, she was trembling and confused, and she said, "Where am I going?" This is in the Senate. Where am I going? Well, where she was going is she was going to be wheeled into a committee hearing and supposed to vote for Biden's nominees. That's where she's going. So they bring her in, and she managed to do it on three nominees. Now, this is very serious. Biden's going to be president, even whoever wins the next election, and I think it's going to be Biden, but he's going to be president anyway till January 20, 2025. That's almost 2 years. Are we going to appoint no judges? No judges? The Republicans are stopping every judicial appointment. And if we ever had a Supreme Court appointment, if Clarence Thomas had to leave, that kind of thing, or somebody passed away, you couldn't get him through because she is clogging the drain. Now, I'm going to make a suggestion. I made it somewhat before. It is no disrespect to her. She's a fine person, a fine human being, a fine senator. Done great things in her life, but enough's enough. There is no constitutional amendment, as there is with the U.S. presidency, where if somebody is incapacitated, the cabinet or the Congress can get together and declare that he can no longer discharge the duties, and it goes to the vice president or somebody else. Nothing like that. What if somebody's unconscious? What if she's comatose? What if her dementia increases to the point where you can't plausibly just wheel her in and give her instructions on what to do? Well, Strom Thurmond, you know, I think he was pushing 100. He was absolutely out of his mind. However, back then, we were much more generous to one another in the Senate, and his chief of staff was permitted basically to vote for him. That wouldn't be permitted now by the Republicans or the Democrats. And Schumer asked McConnell, listen, we'd like to appoint someone else temporarily on that committee. They said no. They are out to stop every judicial appointment for the next 2 years. Now, here are some things. Here's a suggestion. I can't believe it hasn't occurred to these people before. Dianne Feinstein has a chief of staff. Dianne Feinstein was not the one, this is the dirty little secret, who decided not to run again. People asked her, are you going to run again? And she said, I don't know. The chief of staff sent out a release. I don't know if he held a press conference or he sent out a press release saying she's decided not to run again. Everybody said, oh, great. And, you know, Adam Schiff is running, Katie Porter and Barbara Lee. It was great. California has 40 million people. You can't run a campaign a year from now, start cold with a month to go. That cleared the deck. She protested. There is I read a press account where somebody said, I hear you're not running again. She said, what? I didn't say that. The staff did the right thing. There's no way she could run again. If she did, all these other opponents, she wouldn't win. But theoretically, Republican could beat her, but all these other opponents would be dividing up the vote. It would confuse the heck out of everything. That has to be done again. And this is a direct message to the chief of staff. You put out another statement. You said, Dianne Feinstein is grateful for all the support, grateful for the expressions of support. She's had a marvelous career, but Dianne Feinstein, to attend to pressing medical things, will resign effective June 1st. And send that out in a letter, put it on the desk and have her sign it. She doesn't read what she signs. And then when she hears she's resigned, she'll say, what? Who cares? Who cares? Do it before she's unconscious. Because if she's unconscious, then it becomes a little more problematic. But you cannot have this. Now, if she is up physically to being wheeled into the committee room every couple of days, and even though here, this said she was trembling. She was trembling. She was confused. Where am I going? Wheel her in and say, okay, here's a judge, Jim Jones or John Jones from North Dakota, nominated by Biden. Everybody, aye, say aye. And you whisper, say aye. She'll say aye. That's all it takes. But can she do that for two more years? I am a realist. I'm not being cynical. But this is the judiciary of the United States, including courts of appeals, including potentially a Supreme Court appointment if things go south for Clarence Thomas, and we're going to talk about that some more in a future segment. But you can't have, this is abuse of her, quite frankly. I mean, everybody, she has shingles. Well, she has more than shingles. You don't, and take a look at her, the appearance. She is suffering, quite frankly. And then they came out with a statement saying she may not be able to do her Senate duties from Washington. It may have to be back in San Francisco. She can't participate remotely on committee hearings from San Francisco or anywhere else. That would mean we are consigned to the fact that nothing's going to get referred that Biden appoints. Moscow Mitch has already said that. We can't permit that to happen. And I think that's a very, very modest request. Chief of staff, there's not time to pass a constitutional amendment. What happens to an incapacitated senator? Chief of staff, do what she did about not re-election and say she is resigning. It's very important that they do something like that. We're going to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Everybody, have a great weekend. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place on Monday. Sign off for today.
Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. yesterday.
Great show, Matt.
Yeah, thank you. Excellent work, Calvin. Have a great weekend. I'll see you tomorrow. See you Monday.
Yep, see you on Monday. Have a good weekend.
All right, take care. Take care. Thank you.
Yep.
I'm at Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't going to find that in Minnesota standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very...